It's a big hairball, but it has a vital mission and thousands of dedicated employees. The Homeland Security Department and the Greater Homeland Security Enterprise are still works in progress, though. To gauge where it's all headed, the Homeland Security and Defense Business Council, together with Grant Thornton, surveyed dozens of federal and industry executives. Phil Kangas, the principal with Grant Thornton's Global Public Sector, joined me earlier with some of the highlights.
This is the first of a 5-year project that the Homeland Security and Defense Business Council has undertaken. And in this first go, they really wanted to focus on just the department itself. But, of course, the Homeland Security Enterprise extends well beyond that. It includes state and local partners. It includes industry. It includes other federal agencies, such as Departments of Defense, Energy, USDA.
And Justice.
And Justice, of course. But the focus of this year was really just the department itself. And we also extended that to include a survey of industry executives.
Okay, so who did you ask and what did you ask them?
So we started out by looking at executives that had been in their jobs for some amount of time and were fairly senior. So we targeted folks who had at least 6 to 10 or more years of experience and had mission specific responsibilities. We asked them a series of questions, both of industry executives and of government executives, about the workforce, about the mission, about management challenges, about how well government and industry work together, and about essentially what they felt about their work every day.
All right, so let's start with that one, how they felt about their work every day. Homeland Security in the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey has, let's say, mixed results.
Absolutely. And, we knew morale was a big issue, and we weren't able to tackle it entirely in the context of this initial survey. But what we did ask was, what do folks find most rewarding and then most frustrating about their jobs? And the results were really telling. The federal executives who responded absolutely valued the mission that they contribute to. They valued the people that they work with and really making a difference. And you can imagine that makes sense, given Homeland Security's important mission and the different types of things that they do every day. But what they found most frustrating was also telling. Bureaucracy and politics weigh heavily on this community. Sort of challenges related to government shutdown and the uncertainty of program execution when, they're constantly working in a continuous resolution type environment or the threat of a shutdown. And then also hiring was a big challenge. And that was one of our key findings related to workforce, is just how hard it is to access, the talent that they need to get their jobs done.
So the federal hiring process seems to be a resurgent theme these days and around a lot of agencies.
Absolutely. It certainly was here with the federal Homeland Security executives that we talked with. In fact, that really stood out as one of the biggest challenges related to workforce was just finding and keeping the type of people that they need to get the job done.
And how about the industry executives? What did they say about, I guess, primarily people doing business with Homeland Security?
Well, it was interesting. There was broad consensus for the folks that we interviewed from both industry and from government that better access to innovation and better, more open dialogue between government and industry were highly valued. Folks from industry also recognized that what they were often doing for one component within the department could very well be applied across the components, but they weren't seeing that sharing of information, that sharing of good ideas. And ultimately what you have is a department that's spending money in different components on sometimes the very same solution. And so there's a loss of opportunity there for the department, I think, in terms of how they're spending their dollars. And that recognition also, I think, is shared on the federal side, where they're looking for more collaborative partnerships with industry, and then they recognize that industry sometimes doesn't have quite the knowledge of their specific operations and the uniqueness of their operating environment.
We're speaking with Phil Kangas, a principal with Grant Thornton's Global Public Sector. And did the idea come up that Homeland Security as a department is sometimes a little bit like a bunker in terms of its willingness to talk to people, to take people in from the outside? They're pretty good at pushing information out, but not as good as at the back and forth.
Well, that was absolutely part of the findings here. Open communication is so important to allowing government to access the capabilities that the private sector has to offer. And I think often, you know, there you've got an acquisition community that faces challenges related to the threats of protests or, you know, the potentially a even a lack of understanding of what's allowable engagement with industry. And I think that that creates some roadblocks for accessing that that dialogue.
All right. So what is DHS, getting back to the people inside, what do they see as their biggest threats to their mission?
Well, you know, I was really interested in that question. Of course, the survey, I should say, was conducted over the summer in the early fall. So before the latest attacks on ISIS, but certainly there was some awareness that one of the biggest threats to the homeland are homegrown, you know, single actor lone wolf type terrorist attacks, and that's certainly what we saw in terms of the small group in Paris. Also, a broad consensus around cyber attacks as being a real threat to mission, and I think that there's an understanding that's come through in the survey that those threats are dynamic, that they're constantly changing, becoming more and more agile and more complex, and that's a challenge for the department to keep a pace with that complexity and that ever-changing threat.
And so what happens next? You said this is a five-year project, but so what's the next step?
Well, that's right. So the Homeland Council is meeting actually to talk about how we evolve this survey. Over the course of the survey, of course, we'll see a change in administration, you know, the 15th year anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, and this is a dynamic environment. And so we'll tailor each year's survey to reflect what are the key challenges of the community. I know that the goal is to expand the scope of the survey participants to include that broader enterprise moving forward. But what we want to do is contribute to this community something that will be of real value, and so that we'll have to tailor it as we go.